All right, let's talk about using a gimbal while live streaming.
You are listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. This is the place where the most talented online live video personalities and marketers share what works for them as live video becomes the most effective megaphone to the world man has ever known. Without further ado, here is your host, Todd.Live.
Yeah, using a gimbal while live streaming. I don't expect this to be a long episode today because I have a love-hate with gimbals. Gimbals are friction, okay? You grab a mini tripod, like my favorite one by Archon Mounts, the 11-inch Archon mount for your phone, and you can be going, you can be live streaming in seconds. Where you grab the gimbal, you have to pair it, you have to turn it on, you have to make sure it's paired, you got to get it set right so it stays on your face. There's friction there, right? There's extra steps involved to using a gimbal to go live. Gimbals are heavier. Gimbals don't tend to extend as far out as a mini tripod does, so you're not getting the phone out of your hand as far as you do with a mini tripod. But boy, oh boy, when it works and you've got it all together, the smooth scrolling nature of the video using the gimbal is fantastic. And you can even do things like you get a gimbal stand and put your gimbal in it. And that way, if you're moving around and talking, the phone very slowly keeps with you in the center of the screen. So that way, if you kind of lean over to one side or lean to the other, it kind of moves with you, which actually could be a tactic to keep your live video interesting. Like you put your gimbal, you could actually put your gimbal on a tripod. And that way, if you kind of pace around in front of it, move about, the phone stays right on you. Talk about a great presentation. However, again, it's friction. You can put your phone in a tripod that doesn't move and go live, and you won't get the slight movement. You know, the slight movement kind of gives off the illusion that you've got a cameraman there. And it just adds to the neatness factor of your video when you have a camera that moves around with you. But on the other hand, you've got that friction problem. So, you know, I have a gimbal. I have the DJI Osmo 2. You can find it at todd.live/pages/Amazon. And it's a great gimbal. It's the one I recommend. I'm fortunate enough to have a DJI store close to me, so if I have any problems, I can go in there and get help. I love my DJI gimbal. I'm so stretched with what I'm doing that I have to be very particular about the tools that I use so that I cut as much friction out of it as I can. And I think you're going to be the same way. I think as you grow and as you create more content, you're going to want to do the same thing. You're going to want to save time and trouble every chance you get. So you're focusing on creating and less on the tech. So it's just something to think about, folks. Do you use a gimbal for live streaming? Let me know. Todd.live at Instagram. And keep in mind, I'm working on the Live Video Beginners Mastermind. If you're somebody new to live video and you want a place to get started, you want a place with other people that can help you, particularly me, especially initially, where when I start this group, there's going to be one person in there, me. My hope is that with the help of some Instagram and advertising, maybe on all three, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, I've got people coming into the group early on who want to participate and learn and grow with me. Because I'm going to be learning as much from you guys, if not more, than you're learning from me. And that's not to say that you're going to be doing all the work and I'm not. No, it's just that, you know, I'm where I'm at because I've gotten there, and I've gotten there on my own for the most part. And just because I've gotten there, I know what a lot of the struggles are, but I also don't know what a lot of the struggles are. And everybody brings something unique to the table. And as I learn about the people in the group and learn about their struggles, it'll help me provide answers and to think about things in ways that maybe I haven't thought about because it wasn't relevant to my situation. But look, there's only so many different ways you can have a situation. So, you know, somebody could come in with a seemingly unique problem and find that there's, you know, 100 other people that have the same problem. And it could be an oddball, off the wall kind of odd problem that, you know, is very unique to the person, but there will be other people that have the same exact problem. That's the beautiful thing about getting to know people in a community environment. So that's what live video beginners mastermind is going to be about. So check it out on my website. Be sure to sign up for the email and you'll be in the know. I'm hoping for May 1st on that. Folks, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Thanks so much for listening to Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit www.todd.live and on facebook.com/todd.livepage. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Entrepreneur Live Video with Todd.Live.